Robin Thicke, Justin Bieber, New York Fashion Week, all in the headlines. Let's recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly here on The Ralphie Show. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell will start off with Robin Thicke. A little bit of a fallout from the exclusive that Life and Style broke last week regarding the woman that Robin hooked up with after the VMAs. What's going on with Robin and his wife?
They're on the rocks a little bit here because of everything that's been going on, and it seems like there's been trouble for some time.
This whole incident isn't something new. Like, there's been some ongoing things between the two of them?
That's right. In fact, we have a Playboy model by the name of Amy Valera. She tells Life and Style that at a charity event hosted by Mario Lopez, Robin actually made advances towards her on the dance floor.
We'll see how many more women step forward now. Robin Thicke's going to be like the Tiger Woods of the music industry, I suppose.
It seems like it.
Unbelievable. Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell here on The Ralphie Show. Let's switch gears, talk about Justin Bieber. He invites ladies over to his pad in L.A., but what do they have to sign before they enter, Andrew?
Justin Bieber's security guards carry with them non-disclosure agreements, which means that they can't tweet, they can't Facebook, they can't text, they can't write or talk about anything that goes on.
On the outset, it sounds excessive, but I almost feel a little bad for Justin because he's trying to be like a regular, what is he, 18, 19 years old now, whatever the case may be. And usually you hang out with somebody, you don't have to worry about them tweeting or Facebooking about it and then the world, you know, picking up on it and all the different media outlets. So I don't know, Andrew, can you blame him?
I can't really, because if I was in his position, I wouldn't want people to take advantage of me and exploit me. But also, it's, you know, what's he doing with these people and around these people that would be kind of newsworthy? You know what I'm saying?
Ah, that's a great point too. And then of course the other point on top of that is, how come he's not surrounding himself with people that he can trust?
Exactly.
Yeah, great point as well. Alright, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell. Justin Bieber spotted out and about as a part of New York Fashion Week. A lot of different artists partaking this past week, Andrew. Give us a little recap.
That's right. Rihanna was at the Alexander Wang party on Saturday night. It was held in Manhattan. Rihanna stayed till after 3 in the morning. She was hanging out with friends and drinking, and it looked like she was having a good time. Nicki Minaj performed at that party, so it was an awesome event. I was really thrilled to be there myself.
I bet.
I saw her again on Sunday night at the opening ceremony after party. She was super low-key. It was, you know, you just walked around the room. I mean, it was huge. It was held on a pier on the West Side Highway in Manhattan. But she was mixing and mingling with her friends and just kind of maintaining a low-key profile.
I know Pharrell Williams doing some collaborating as well. He had a little party, but it sounds like you and Rihanna are BFFs now, Andrew.
We are, yep. She's, yeah, we're actually flying to Barbados next weekend together.
Oh, I love it. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Have a great weekend.
You too.